Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induwa Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation or trials, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him." This scripture is a very loaded scripture, and it talks about enduring trials and temptations, and after having endured, you will be approved to receive the crown of life. The Christian life is very similar to an athletic event. And these days, everybody is caught up in the Olympics. The story or the journey of an Olympic athlete is very similar to the journey of a Christian. How well an athlete does depends a lot on how they handle the hurdles that they have to face. First of all, the athletes have to qualify for the Olympics, which for many people is a trial in itself. In fact, it's called trials. Then at the Olympics, they have to run a series of races just to qualify for the final. And the final is just one final race that culminates the entire process. Many athletes are not able to handle it. They burn out. They complain about fatigue. In fact, there's a very popular athlete in gymnastics who simply was not able to cope with it. She was considered by many people to be the best of all time in her event. The whole world was looking at her. But at the very end, after having done all the hard work to get there, she dropped out of all of her events because she was unable to cope with the mental pressure. Right, there's a lot of pressure these athletes have to endure, and they have to be able to maintain their performance under all of that pressure, all of that public scrutiny, the weight of public expectation, the rigorous training routine, countless hours of practice, of gym time. Many athletes get sidetracked with the money because in the process of becoming a star athlete, they get endorsements from big companies that pay them very lucrative deals, and many of them settle for that, and they forget that their original goal was to win a medal or to win a championship. Instead, they take the money. And we know that there are a lot of Christians who fall into that very trap. A lot of ministers especially who fall into that very trap. They started off aiming for reward in heaven, but they ended up settling for filthy lucre, for reward on earth, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. There are a lot of things that an athlete needs to overcome to rise to the top of their field and to win a championship or to win a gold medal. In the very same way, there are a lot of things a Christian needs to overcome in the course of his or her Christian walk. The Christian life is a series of trials. When one is finished, another one begins. And many people will lead you to believe that if you endure trials, there will come a time on earth when God will just reward you with endless and abundant blessings. That is not how Christianity is presented in the Bible. This entire life is considered to be one big trial or one big series of trials. But the reward is at the end when we endure and we receive our reward in heaven. Jesus told us, "Do not strive for reward on earth, for treasure on earth, but aim for treasure in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven." Just like an Olympic athlete, a Christian could become overwhelmed with all of the trials that they have to face. That's why the Bible says, "Be not weary in well-doing, but know that what you sow you will reap in due season." So it requires a lot of diligence, a lot of discipline, that even when we don't see the results that we want, when we see other people doing the same thing and getting riches and rewards, they're getting recognition, We just have to be consistent in doing what God called us to do. Just like an athlete has to pay attention to their diet and be very disciplined with what they eat and put in their body. Similarly, Christians have to be very disciplined in what they feed their soul. We have to be very disciplined in prayer, Bible study, time spent with God. And just like an athlete has to be focused and remain focused on their ultimate goal, we as Christians need to keep our eyes on the prize, the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Endurance is the ability to overcome all of these challenges in life, all of these trials, to endure and to maintain our form and our focus, to maintain our discipline, to maintain our commitment to God, to maintain our faith in spite of anything that God or the devil throws our way. Trials are a two-edged sword. A trial and a temptation is actually the same thing. A life circumstance could become a trial that approves you before God if you handle it well. But if you don't handle it well, it could be a temptation that causes you to fall and eventually to stumble. Right? The same life circumstances could have one of two effects. It all depends on how you handle it. A trial is anything in your life, any life event that could potentially cause you to go off course. We have a road to travel on. We have a goal to reach. Anything that distracts you or sidetracks you is a trial. And the one who endures the trial and keeps on that path is the one who will endure. If you allow the trial to sidetrack you, then that trial just became a temptation that caused you to fall. So a trial and a temptation are exactly the same thing. And the Bible says, he who endures temptations or endures trials, that's the one who will be approved by God. We normally think about endurance when we think of a marathon runner having to run and maintain his energy until the very end, pace himself. Like when you're lifting weights, you're supposed to lift the weight in a certain way without using your body to heave the weight or to yank the weight. You're supposed to only activate one particular muscle. But after you do a few repetitions, your muscles become tired and you find that you have to cheat or to yank or to heave your body to help you lift the weight. That's when you've lost endurance. Endurance means maintaining your form and your focus throughout the entire sets of repetition. And enduring trials mean maintaining your focus on Christ, maintaining your focus on eternity, maintaining your focus on reward in heaven throughout your Christian life. Whether you're a young Christian, a middle-aged Christian, or an old Christian, regardless of what season you're in, whether you're going through trials or not, you have to maintain that focus. That is what endurance means. And those who endure temptations and trials will be the ones who are approved by God. What are some of the things that distract you and that cause you to go off course? And I'm not saying this to judge anybody. We are all guilty of it. We all allow things in our Christian walk to distract us and to deviate us from the course that God prescribed for us. What are some of the things that you allow to deviate you from your course? Temptations and trials could be classified in three different categories. The Bible talks about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And when the devil came to Jesus and he brought temptations to him, we see each of those things, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. When the devil came to Jesus and he said, "If you are the Son of God, turn this stone into bread." Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Now, turning stone into bread was not a sin. Jesus multiplied loaves and fishes. Jesus told Peter, "Cast your net one more time," and he miraculously provided fish. Turning that stone into bread was not a sin. But you have to understand, this was a season in Jesus' life where he had to be fasting, where he had to be spending time with the Father in communion with God without earthly distractions. And food during this period would have been an earthly distraction for him that took him off his prescribed course. That is why on this occasion, turning the stone into bread would have been considered a sin. It would have been putting the lust of the flesh above his duty to the Father. So that was the temptation, the lust of the flesh. And normally, when we think of the word temptation, that's the first thing that comes to our mind. Temptation to commit adultery, temptation to murder, temptation to steal, temptation to break one of the commandments. But that is just one type of temptation. The Bible also talks about the lust of the eyes, which is essentially greed. When the devil showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, and he said, "All of this I will give to you if you will only bow down and worship me." He was appealing to the lust of the eyes, greed. And many Christians fall at that very hurdle, yet we don't call it a temptation, because we have a new brand of Christianity that glorifies that kind of stuff. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with earthly possessions. The problem is, we have a distorted view of money and finances. Money is good. It answers all things. Money has a purpose. But the problem is, we've made money our God. We seek after money. There are many people who preach after money. So that lust of the eyes, that temptation for money, became a stumbling block for you, because you lost your focus from eternity to the things of this world. And the last category of temptation is called the pride of life. And pride is anything that takes the focus away from God and places it on yourself. Pride places self in the place of God. For example, when the devil told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself off the cliff, for it is written, I will give my angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus told him, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God." Because what Satan was trying to do was get Jesus to tempt God or to test God. Does God really care about you? Will God really save you if you jump off a cliff? Go ahead, jump off and see what he will do. That's the very same thing that happened in the Garden of Eden, when the devil came to Eve and he said, "Did God really say? Did God really say, don't eat this fruit? Because God knows that if you eat that fruit, you will become like God, knowing good and evil." He appealed to Eve's pride. The reason the devil will bring this kind of temptation is to get you to become disillusioned with God. And I propose that many of us have become disillusioned with God because we find that we're serving God and we're not getting rewarded. We're serving God faithfully, yet we see other Christians who are nowhere close to being as faithful and as hardworking as we are, yet they have life so much easier than us. And we become disillusioned with God. That is because we have lost focus. Our real reward is in eternity, in heaven, but we're judging ourselves based on reward on earth. We've allowed ourselves to lose focus. Remember what endurance is: maintaining your form and your focus until the very end. So I ask you to pray about what are the areas in which you have allowed yourself to lose focus in your walk with God, to lose sight of eternity, to go off course in the path that God prepared for you. And I pray that as God leads you, he will show you the areas where you are constantly falling. Some of them will be obvious, some will not be obvious at all. But anything that takes your focus away from the path that God prepared for you is a temptation or a trial, and it's something that you need to endure. So I pray that God will give you the strength to endure, that he will give you the grace to handle any trial that comes your way. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.